This is Nancy Marks. I'm the director for Western Montana CSPD, and I'm reflecting today on why I became a teacher. You know, from the time that I was really young, I always wanted to be a teacher. I was the bossy big sister. I had a grandmother who was a teacher, and I had some of her books, and I would have all of my younger siblings and all the neighbor kids as well playing school with me. And we would have our books out, and I'd be teaching them, even from the time I can remember when I was maybe kindergarten age. I always loved to teach. My grandmother was a teacher in the early 20s and 30s, and I have a framed contract of her, and her very first contract from Washington State says $70 a month, including janitorial work, a favorite part of my family history. I probably wanted to be a teacher because I've always loved to learn. In college, I decided I really liked home economics, which is kind of funny because today I really don't like to do much of any of those kinds of things. But while I was doing that, I took an exceptionalities class, and it had a practicum, and in this practicum, I met a young lady with a developmental disability named Esther. Now, I had to work with her to learn how to sew. And, you know, that changed my whole life experience. And it became the time that I really wanted to be a special ed teacher. So I went back and I finished up my degree in home ec, but I also got a minor in special ed. I went on and taught special ed for 15 years. And then I was also a special ed coordinator for another 10 years. Then along the way, I also learned that I really love to teach adults, and I really like organizing and putting things together. And so I took on the whole organizing of events, and that's probably been my next best love. I still continue to teach. I always have fun doing it. I love working it. I continue to teach in church. I help my husband teach a confirmation class. And even in work, it seems like there's always some teaching to do. Share what you know, and help others learn as well. So in that reflect, I can always say that teaching has been a big part of my life. Thanks.